Straight on goal, Simon!
AFCON 2022. My name is Elozinam.
Your boy, Shea Wolo.
We are live at the
Ball Gecko Park.
Come on, it is electric!
Hey guys, welcome to the World Cup segment of the Ball Gecko podcast made brighter by MTN. All right, today we're going to be talking about Ghana versus Nigeria, the first leg in Ghana. We're going to be looking at who is the favorite, where do we think the favorite is going to have the edge and things like that. So Mara, who do you think is the favorite for this first leg?
Favorite in what sense?
As in, who is most likely going to win?
So I think favorites definitely is Nigeria. I think we have a better squad in terms of the quality of our players. We have more popular players, kind of.
The quality of their names.
No, in better leagues, actually. So I think Ghanaians have just empathy. Are you definitely, if it comes to favorites, like who do you expect to win? Nigeria. Definitely Italy were favorites and we all know what happened. I don't think it's about favorites. It's about who wants it more and who sticks to the plan for the full 90 minutes. But we are lucky. At least we have a second leg.
Exactly.
Sadly, but I mean, it's a shocker. I hope we won't be shocked.
We'd even look at Italy and say, even if they didn't have a second leg, they were at home. So really, there was no excuse. Do you think we might fall to the same kind of problems that happened to Italy?
We are falling for it before, so it's very possible that we fall for it again. But we are hoping that will not be the case here today.
Yeah, but we fell for it so recently that it would be ridiculous for us to fall for it again.
Amen, oh. Amen. Let's hope those
Cup
who learn
not
from
that, it's not that far away.
And so I think the guys will really be fired up for this one. And then considering the fact that they had to jump from their planes to the ladder or the staircase, I think our guys are ready to fly. You know, Super Eagles, they showed that.
Super.
Thanks to Ghanaians. Don't worry. You heard, they said, you guys better bring parachutes because it's mocha foam that you guys will be landing on.
Spread it on the floor. Like, for them to jump down.
He did a strong team. 1-0. Stadium match. 1-0.
So we'll also be looking at the squads. There are a lot of new faces from the AFCON. Players that would have said we missed.
Players like Osimhen, players like Lookman,
players like Dennis.
Yeah, and then now Ighalo. To some extent, the left back and the centre back, Bassey, considering so much noise about us inviting him and then some people saying this is an important match. And
but you know,
there,
I actually don't think he's going to start because if we remember the AFCON and we look at Zaidu Sanusi's performance, Porto Man, he was really good at the Nations Cup. So we don't necessarily need to change anything that was already working.
Well, it's arguable to say, okay, this worked or this did not work. That's why there is a training session before the match. The guy is quite a presence at the back. It's very possible that he might even be better than the options we have at the back, considering Leon Balogun and our Igbo defenders. So it's very possible that he might prove himself because he has been playing back-to-back for Rangers like every match. And he's so versatile that once the left back is not available, he moves. Once Leon is back, is not available, he goes to centre-back. So I feel that the beauty of this team is the fact that we kind of have so many options. Fine, we might not have that, apart from Osimhen and Ndidi that is injured. We have a lot of players that are good enough. It's not easy to...
That are known that... Yeah. Everybody knows that these are quality players.
Yes. So he might start, he might not start. That's for Iguavon to decide. But it just puts you on your toes. So even as good as Sanusi was, he knows now that Omo, there's Bassey there on the bench and it's not like this guy is here to play. So everybody is on their toes, you know that, oh, you have to deliver. And then considering this is a match that you don't even need motivation for because it's Ghana.
I mean, that's what we believe.
It's derby match.
At the end of the day, we'll still need the motivation to go to Ghana and actually get the win. Where do you think the match is going to be won? Do you think it's going to be a proper midfield battle? I know they have Partey, but we don't have Ndidi. Our other midfielders, maybe Frank Onyeka, we can't really look at them in the same light as Thomas Partey.
Definitely. Yeah, if it comes to the midfield battle, if Joaribo plays like we know he can play, but it's not really completely defensive, so we cannot say, oh, Joaribo will mark out Partey. And then from stats, it has been proven, I think it was Opta, that Partey is more dangerous when he's given a free roll. Like, so it's not like, because Partey now, if you give him a free roll, it's not like you expect him to be in the midfield. It might be, he's somebody that attacking wise, he's good.
He'll end up in the box more often.
He might be
in
the box more. Yeah. He might be on the right flank, might be on the left flank, he might be midfield. So we can't really tell where the battle is going to come from. So we have to be ready on all sides. And then we have to, I think what I'm just expecting from us is to go there to win the match. I hope we're not going there to go and draw, you get? I hope that's not the plan Iguavo is having, that, oh, so the game is going to be won in our home. Mm. I hope not, because I think that was the mistake we made against Tunisia. Against Egypt, it was very obvious from the get-go that we're going here to win. We're all about let's score.
Well,
but against Tunisia, it was like we're not decisive.
Egypt, okay, yeah, there was a plan against Egypt, but it wasn't necessarily to attack. It was more like to defend and then counter. And I think that's what's going to work against Ghana as well.
I hope that's what we are going to,
because we have a lot of forwards who on the break are going to kill
anytime I think about our lineup on the break, then imagine like Osimhen, Lookman, Moses Simon, Chukwueze. The only person that is not fast,
exceptionally fast,
Ighalo.
Yeah.
And these guys are, it's not normal fast. Like Lookman, no, in Winning 11 then, they call them speed demon. These guys are speed demons. Is it Chukwueze? Is it Moses Simon? Is it Osimhen? These guys are really, really fast. I'm hoping we're going to give them a high press. And the scary part is that we indeed are not there. It's kind of scary because, okay, if these guys now go forward, who is at the back there that we know that can make that last tackle? So I'm hoping that
I think our defenders then are going to have to step up.
They are going to really step up. I think that's where Bassey comes in. He's a lose the ball but don't lose the leg kind of person.
So who would you have Bassey replace in the defense? Is it Trostekong or Leon Balogun?
Tough one to say. Really, I don't know. I think I'll have to watch all of them train, because those guys were formidable in the Nations Cup.
Mm.
They were really, really formidable. Our defense was not a problem.
Kenneth Omero as well.
Yeah, our defense was not even a problem, except that singular mistake and it cost us to go. They were really organized, and really, I don't know what to expect. I'm just hoping that our guys will play like we know them to play. I'm hoping that they will be flexible too. So if they notice that, oh, it's not working on Moses Simon's end, let's try Chukwueze's end. If they notice that, oh, it's like they've marked out Osimhen, let's take more outside shots. If they notice that, oh, these guys are trying to play, we're trying aerial balls, but it's not working, let's put the ball on the ground. Mm. I'm hoping we'll be that versatile, because really, if we sit down and then just do one style, I think Ghana have enough motivation to stay at the back and then maybe look for a goal and then close up that back completely. And then if we do the same way we did against Tunisia, we'll probably spend the remaining maybe 60 minutes just passing the ball around and not actually finding a clear cut chance. But I think we have the quality. It's left for us to prove ourselves. I'm hoping we'll do that.
So Ghana unbeaten in quite a while at their home stadium.
Yes,
and if you
Baba Yara.
We could also say that we want to compare that to Italy as well, who were unbeaten in a number of games as well in their stadium. So you think we can do the same thing that North Macedonia did to Italy?
Baba Yara, I think games like this, the fact that you have not been beaten in your home, your form doesn't come to play. It is a World Cup. It was a World Cup qualifier. Same thing that happened to Italy. It's not about all of that, because really I was listening to a radio program and you can hear several Ghanaians calling in and saying Baba Yara. I think they call it Slaughterhouse,
yeah,
or something. Slaughterhouse. That they beat somebody 6-0 there or something, or 5-0. I think it was Egypt, either Egypt or South Africa or something. But this match, everything goes out the window. It's all about who wants it more. That's what I said. It's not even about the quality of our squad. It's about who wants it more, who is ready to bleed. I heard their captain talking about it, and then he said Ghanaians are ready to bleed in the stadium. I think that's what it's about. Now, when I say bleed, I'm not talking about red cards and flaring up, but the determination to give your all.
Do whatever it takes.
Yes. I'm not looking out for individuals, even though I'm expecting Osimhen, because he's somebody that can single-handedly make it happen.
Yeah.
He has that quality. I'm hoping to not just be about individuals in this game. And it's beautiful because now everything is balanced. I think apart from Osimhen, there's really no star. Everybody wants to prove a point. Lookman wants to prove a point. Moses Simon wants to prove a point again. It will be, if given the chance, wants to prove a point. Aribo wants to prove a point. Everybody, Leon Balogun, Bassey, and then with the goalkeeper, the first choice, I heard he's back, but they are not sure if he's completely back, but they said the illness.
I think it would be
so
best if
the goalkeeper wants to prove a point.
It would be best if they don't rush him back.
True.
If you look at the stakes are really high, and I think it would not be right if we have a subpar goalkeeper or a fit goalkeeper.
I'm hoping he's smart enough to make the correct decision. That, yes, the same thing Osimhen did. that it was like, oh, I'm not fit enough. Let the other guys. As a footballer, you know now. You can tell. I hope he will be. There's still the second leg there. It's all about getting to the World Cup. He definitely knows that he'll be part of the World Cup squad, except he has an injury or something like that. So it's about who is fit enough and then be there to cheer the boys, go. But I think that's all it's all about.
So you mentioned second leg. If, God forbid, if we don't win the first leg, maybe we lose the first leg in Ghana, do you think there will still be hope for the second leg?
Yes, massive hope. I think if I was going to write a script, if I was God, I would say Nigeria will lose.
Can't be serious.
1-0 today. And then second leg, Nigeria will twerk them like 4-0.
When you know who is coming to watch the second leg.
Yeah. You know, I saw something is empty and we cannot die soon.
So right. What do you think is going to be, who do you think is going to score the first goal?
Osimhen, definitely.
Wow.
Everybody's expecting Osimhen to score.
Ghanaian players in the mud. But I find that a lot of times it's one very unexpected player.
Oh, like maybe Balogun.
Yes.
True.
Or Olaino.
Yeah.
Something very weird like that.
That guy is underrated.
Mm.
Olaino. True. That guy is really, really underrated.
Another player that I think at the Nations Cup was really head and shoulders above his peers, his mates and everything. Alright guys, thank you so much for listening. This has been the Walk Up segment of the Ball Gecko podcast, made brighter by MTN.
For more podcast episodes, visit all your podcast listening platforms or story.ballgecko.com. Also follow us on Instagram @ballgeckopod.